You're on The Burt Show.
Producer Joanna here.
I just came to the realization that I'm definitely the more intelligent one of my relationship when it comes to common sense. Because he accidentally forwarded me an email disclosing when he's going to be proposing to me.
Mm. And he sent it to you?
Yes. Well, it was actually a forwarded email, and he didn't realize that his original email is attached to the bottom.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
So why was forwarding any email to you at all?
Well, he has a friend that is currently in Iraq, and his daughter, before he left, they found out she had a tumor. And it was a mutual friend of ours, and he was writing him, telling him that she's doing well, and he wanted me to read it just to let me know that she's doing okay. And he didn't realize that his original email, is attached to the forwarded one.
And what did the original email say?
The original email, well, I only read the first line, and I want to be clear that it took me everything I had to delete it, because I didn't want to read anymore. I don't want to know how it's going to happen or when it's going to happen. I just
but
wanted to
know.
But
you did want to know until it was handed to you.
No, I've just always wanted to know that it was going to happen. Because, yeah, we've talked about I want to get married, but in a guy's mind, that might be a year to 2 years from now. In my mind, it's sooner than that.
Like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like 6 months ago. And I just want to make sure we're on the same path.
But hasn't he told you that?
He's never told. We've always said, oh, yeah, we'll get married one day. But in
it's
his.
It's always a someday type
of
thing.
Yeah, someday thing.
It's kind of open-ended, like we're going to be with each other for the rest of our lives, but you've never really talked about, he's never proposed.
Right, and you can't say, well, when, because then you're just being pushy, right? So,
but you have admitted to going through his phone.
Yeah, because I just wanted to find out when without him knowing that I was trying to find out when.
But now that you know when, you're upset.
Yeah, I'm so upset.
So you know, my God.
This is exactly what you wanted. Like Jeff just said, you were going through his phone looking for info.
I needed to know a timeline, not like an exact date. I didn't want to know
so
the exact date.
So that's what you read as an exact date?
Yes, I found out that
Do you want
me to tell you when?
What did the email say?
It said, I'm looking for early January.
Are you bummed? Now you're bummed.
And I instant messaged him and I was like, okay, so I have to be the pretty one and the smart one in this relationship because you just emailed me and told me when you're going to do it. I said, please change it.
He's going to have to change it now.
Yeah.
Unless this is the off the scent email.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking he sent it to you on purpose.
I don't
to throw you off because then he's going to do it later on in January, or if not before.
Or before.
The beginning. I think before.
You just talked to us last week. We spent 15, 20 minutes talking about this very thing, about you wanting to know when it was going to happen, you snooping through his phone. So he obviously heard that, and maybe this is his way of just getting you off track.
I mean, I know what I said, but what I meant was I want to know a time frame, not the exact
early
date.
Early January seems like a time frame.
Well, I mean, I'd rather have known, okay, well, maybe in 4 to 6 months it's going to happen.
What is early January? Is it your birthday, his birthday?
No, nobody's birthday. New Year's. Oh, you want to start the new year with me forever.
So you think New Year's Eve, maybe? But this is what it does. It jacks with you now for the first 2 weeks of January. Every time he calls, you're going to think this is it. Every time he sets up a spontaneous dinner, you're going to think
weekend.
This is it.
Yeah.
A weekend away, you're going to think it's it, and it's going to drive you nuts.
I know. So I'm so mad that this happened.
Did he say he's going to
exactly
change it?
Exactly what you wanted, though.
No, it's not exactly
it
what
it is exactly what you asked for last week.
When you told him about finding it, did he say he was going to change his plan?
No, he wrote me back immediately, said, are you kidding? Did you really read it? And I said, I deleted it, but I know what the time, you know, that it's going to happen in January. And I don't know what he responded to that.
Why don't you know?
I think he's panicking because I came in here to talk about it.
Well. I wonder if there are guys that are. See, I think that women would think, no, guys aren't capable of thinking that far in advance. They wouldn't do the whole get me off the scent thing. But I'm wondering if there are guys listening right now that have done that purposely. 404-741-Q100. And maybe your girlfriends, fiancés, now wives, never knew you were really doing that. But they were getting maybe the same kind of, if you want to call it subtle pressure that you're giving Jason, same kind of pressure that Jason is feeling right now to get engaged. So rather than go ahead and, you know, propose when they really wanted to, what they would do is they would just sort of just push you aside by just doing something enough to get you off the scent of when they were really going to propose.
That'd be smart.
Yeah, that would be smart. I just don't know if he'd be smart enough to do that.
I could see that happening if you can't be surprised.
Somebody needs to.
Someone's hard to surprise.
I got
to
get to him.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Why is this driving you guys crazy? Because Joanna's just being honest about the way all women are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When we all want to know, we all are like curious about all of that and do a little snooping.
But you know what the problem is?
Your wives both did this. You just don't know about it.
But the problem is she's being rude about it. Like the guy,
like she's taunting. She's almost like,
what's rude about it?
She deleted the email.
She's like taunting him, right?
Here's the deal. The guy has one thing in the entire relationship that he can do and make it 100% his own. Like the wedding, she's going to plan. Like the dating, you know, like he'll pick a couple dates, but then once everybody gets comfortable, the women generally dictate. If the woman likes dinner dates, then it's dinner dates they go on. You know what I mean? Like
life.
The woman likes to go to a beach for a vacation, generally speaking. Right. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of, I can seriously only think of one thing in a relationship that can be 100% the male.
No consulting.
None.
Nothing.
And the only thing is the engagement. Mm-hmm. Let him have it.
But don't forget, he sent it to me, though. How is this my fault? He's the one who sent
because
me the accidental
email.
Because
you've read his mail, you've gone through his phone. Like, if you've sent the forward to you, I legitimately feel bad for him, but I don't feel bad for you at all because it's what you wanted. You got exactly what you wanted.
And the fact that you came on and you said he's not smart enough to do that.
Yeah.
He's a very smart guy. I just don't think he thinks that far ahead to think to do something
to
like
calculate
that. That's exactly
it.
Yes. Where we want women. Underestimate them.
Oh, come on.
Underestimate
them. It's so easy to do.
Hey, Emily, good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say I totally think that he's doing that. And when my husband did the same thing to me, I kept putting pressure, like, want to know what's going on. And it came my birthday the year he proposed, but took me out to dinner. And I was like, oh, this is totally it. He's going to do it. And he pulls out, like, all this dog stuff. Like, he had bought me a dog and was like, oh, this is it. Haven't you wanted a bulldog? And I was like, is this what you got me? He's like, yeah. So, like, the whole night I was so upset, but I had to pretend I was happy. And then, you know, 4 hours later, he proposed and just wanted to torture me. And I think that that's what they do. They are calculated, and you just don't realize it.
Good for him. Good for him. He is throwing her off. Hey, Steven, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, the women here don't think that guys are smart enough to pull something like this off.
Oh, are you kidding me? Dude, I just proposed 3.5 weeks ago, and she's still on cloud nine. For the past few months, had been... every time we went out to drink, had been mentioning something that was going to happen extra special around May. And, you know, I know in the back of her mind, she always thought, oh, my God, he's going to propose in May. He's going to propose in May. But I just pulled it off this past October 24th.
And she was totally shocked?
Oh, unbelievably. I spent about $20,000 on this whole thing. We did it at the Ritz-Carlton Buckhead. It was unbelievable. I flew her family into town, flew my family into town for a surprise party there in one of the rooms, had the presidential suite reserved. It was great.
So she was focused on May, and you hit her here.
Oh, big time, yeah, because every time we went out drinking, she'd be like, oh, when are we going to... I was like, I don't know, babe, but, you know, maybe you have something coming in May.
I don't know, babe.
And so she really thought that it was going to happen in May.
Y'all are easy targets here because you want it so badly that it's very easy for guys to take you off the scent.
I think that call is the exception to the rule.
I don't know. I think Jason calculated that.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be waiting, and I think he's going to do it beforehand because now you're going to wait for that very moment, and he's going to do it to surprise you earlier.
Or maybe he'll keep it off like a year.
I hope
or
he does.
Two.
Oh, no.
Hey, totally Kevin, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You tell us, dude.
Hey, man, I was just listening to y'all. Y'all are cracking me up because I just went through this about a month ago. I just proposed to my girlfriend about... 5 weeks ago, and went through the same thing. I had several ideas. I was actually going to do it down in Disney World because that's where we really started dating.
Aww.
And ended up, she went through my phone and found stuff, and then she went through her mom's phone and found stuff and stuff like that. And absolutely, I think he's probably, he's definitely smart enough to think ahead like that because I thought ahead like that. And it's just a matter of, he's anxious to get it done, too. You know, I mean, he wants to be engaged as bad as you do. He just wants everything to be perfect. And I agree with Jeff. This is his only thing he gets to do. So
leave
if I had any
alone.
Advice for you, I'd say just to step back and let him enjoy it, because you're going to get to enjoy all the rest of the stuff.
All right. Same message every time. Mo, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had to do some serious damage control when I proposed to my wife. We were actually going to go out of town to Mexico on vacation. I actually, she spoke to her sister, and her sister said, oh, well, I think he's probably going to propose around this time. And I was like, darn! So I had to switch it around on her, where she had planned a surprise birthday party several months before for me. So I had to spring it on her in my surprise birthday party. So everybody in my family knew. They had coordinated secretly with her to do a surprise birthday party for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually ended up proposing to her that night.
Oh, that's good.
That's awesome. Nice. How did you find out about the surprise birthday party?
I actually knew about it because my sister had said, hey, listen, there's a perfect opportunity because she's planning something for you. And I was like, that's awesome. That's great. Let me go ahead and actually get myself, all together and everything. I couldn't. The bad part about it was, we were having dinner and everything, and I could not eat anything at all. I was so nervous.
That's awesome. Sweet.
I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, let's go ahead and get through the courses. Let's get to the dessert. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and propose.
This is great. It's like double espionage right there with the sister.
That's good.
Yeah, I know.
That's really
good. Well, it could go two ways now. He can either still wait till January, because I'm thinking it might happen before January, or he could do it before January, because I'm thinking it's going
to
happen
in
January.
He needs to wait until October of 2012 is what he needs to do.
Or he could do it now in the first 2 weeks of January, because now you think he's not going to do it in the first 2 weeks of January.
Yeah. What I said.
Now
see what I'm
all
saying?
Confused.
Is that what you said?
I think
same
so.
Type thing.
I think.
Hey, good morning, Mark. You're on Q100.
Hey, how's it going? I think women definitely underestimate us. Let me tell you, I flew my wife to New York on Friday. We went shopping. Saturday, we went to a play. We went to dinner. I sat down. I said, hey, honey, I got something to tell you. You know, you're the best girlfriend a guy could ever have. She almost ripped my head off. That following Sunday, we went to Central Park. I rented a rowboat. She didn't know nothing about it. She was just so angry that she didn't even want to hear it. So I said, hey, honey, a little side note is I bought her a charm bracelet, and every now and then I would put charms on it. Well, what I did was one birthday, I gave her a charm that was a little scroll, and she didn't know that it opened up. Well, inside of it was a piece of paper that said, Danielle, will you marry me? She had that scroll for 2 years and didn't even know it. Didn't even open it. Didn't even know it opened. So I said, hey, honey, that scroll opens up. And she opens it up. Mind you, she's still angry from the night before. She opens it up and she reads, Danielle, will you marry me? She looks up and she sees the ring right there.
Wow.
Aww, that's so sweet.
It really is one of the few times that we get to play women like a cat with catnip.
Yeah.
Because you want it so badly, we get to jack with you for as long as we want.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.